Vocalo Radio, Chicago's only urban alternative, 91.1 FM. Nudia in the afternoon here with you. We do have our digital producer, Morgan Sioka, in the studio with us. Hello.
Hello.
And now, some of Chicago musicians are in mourning right now. The departure of the city's Pitchfork Music Festival was announced yesterday. Organizers of the annual fest announced on Instagram that it would not return to Chicago in 2025, but Pitchfork will continue to produce events. Morgan, how did you feel when you saw this?
I was shocked. I was really shocked. Obviously, the festival was different this year, but I never imagined it would leave Chicago. It just, yeah, it feels like the rug was pulled out, and it was my favorite festival. Like, I feel like I told everyone all the time how much I love Pitchfork, and it feels like a real loss.
I talked about this yesterday, and I said I felt like that was the two staple summer memories. Like, when I think of summer, I'm like, oh, I have to get ready for Pitchfork, and then you have to get ready for Lala. I was like, I feel like Pitchfork was the first, like, staple of, like, summer for me, I feel.
Yeah, that's always, I mean, since I've worked at Vocalo, and even before, the first time I went to Pitchfork was in 2019, pre-COVID, and it was just amazing. Like, such a great festival, such good energy there. Like, everyone is just so happy to be there, and there's such a strong local presence, which I feel like not a lot of the music festivals in Chicago have.
And if you could look back at some of your favorite memories from Pitchfork, do you have one that stands out to you, like a surreal memory?
I do remember in 2019, a couple of my friends were really excited about seeing Krongbin, and I had never heard of them, but they dragged me to the front row with them. I say dragged me. I didn't have anything to do. No one else I liked was performing, and I was like, well, might as well. We'll be front row. It was an unforgettable performance. If anyone has listened to Krongbin before, you know that they put on an insane live show, just like transcendent, and I was in the front row, got to experience it. Now I'm a huge fan. Of course, there have been other performances over the years that I've really loved. There were flames on the stage during Phoebe Bridgers when I saw her in 2021. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, working for Vocalo, being able to go into the photo pit and be up close and personal with the artists, not to mention getting to interview them behind the scenes. I got to talk to Amber Mark a couple of years ago, which was so great. I love her music still to this day. Yeah, just so many great performances there. And it's just so sad. It is truly the end of an era.
Yeah, I was saying yesterday when we first heard about it and I, talked about it on air, I'm really happy I got to experience Pitchfork. You know, I feel like it was so Chicago, especially having moved here just like a couple of months before. And it's like, yeah, no, this is like Chicago in a nutshell. If you want to know what Chicago is, you go to Pitchfork and you're going to instantly understand the culture a little better, how Chicagoans work, how they act to other people. I got to see Grandmaster Flash, which I never in my life thought I would, like, those two people, me and him, would ever align in the same area or location at any time.
That was amazing.
That was really, really cool. That was like a bucket list thing that I didn't even know was a bucket list thing, you know? I just remember all the interviews we got to do backstage. I mean, while it was raining and pouring and we're getting evacuated or getting rained on, or, you know, like, there's just so many memories. One of my favorite Pitchfork interviews, I think, is like Rick Wilson.
Yes.
When we talked to Rick backstage, like, that was one of my favorite interviews ever. And then when I posted a picture of me and Rick, like, my grandma texted me and she's like, is this your boyfriend? And she, like, screenshotted it. I'm like, no, he's a famous Chicago musician. I know you've kind of been hard at work. It's been like less than like 24 official hours since this was announced. And you've already gone to work on this Pitchfork piece. So I know you got to talk to a couple people, right?
Yeah, I talked to a couple people that I've personally seen perform at Pitchfork over the years, and just got everyone's reaction to it. I reached out to Jeff Parker, who is a local instrumentalist. He played at the first official Pitchfork Music Festival in Chicago and several festivals in the years following. We touched base with him after the news broke to hear how he was feeling.
My initial reaction was sadness, disappointment, you know, definitely the end of an era. I mean, one, it was a source of employment for a lot of the creative music community. Yeah, and just a way to kind of accentuate the thirst for kind of innovative sounds that the Chicago creative music scene really fosters.
I didn't think about that. I mean, I thought about how many artists will never get to do that. Like, I'm sure it might have been on their bucket list, but then, like, that bucket event is just, like, disappeared from the stratosphere.
It is just so sad. We also touched base with Sen Morimoto, who is another local Chicago artist. He's played the festival for the past 5 years and has attended since he was a teenager. He touched on that, actually, and about how Chicago artists were actually able to play at this festival.
When I started going, when I was a teenager, I was like, someday I'm going to play here. You know, and you're a kid and everything you say is crazy and you have wild dreams that probably won't come true. But at that time, it felt doable. And then we all did it. It's just sad to see a thing go that I feel like that experience was attainable and a cool part of Chicago music culture.
So he sounds so sad. This makes me so sad because he just genuinely sounds heartbroken. And it like breaks my heart to hear him like that, you know?
Yeah, I was talking to Sen too. Like, he was someone who I thought to reach out to because I feel like every time I've been to Pitchfork, he has been on stage. Not even when it was him on the lineup, when it was someone he's good friends with, whether it's Kaina, whether it's La La Lala, whether it's Namdi. There's so many Chicago musicians who just have each other's back and will rally around each other to celebrate the new music that they put out that year and this wonderful opportunity for them to get to share that music with the world. Another member of their kind of artistic group is Kara Jackson, who we actually spoke to before Pitchfork this year. It was her first time performing this past summer, and she said performing there has been a personal goal of hers for years. She loved the way the festival gave local artists and established icons an equal platform to share their music.
It was so surreal being on the stage, and it felt like something I'd always seen for myself, but also there was this sense of disbelief, like, how is this happening? Pitchfork always incorporated indie artists, but also real legends. Getting to see someone like Jamila Woods back-to-back with Solange, I really do think we're going to be missing that type of thing here. I feel like it's a big loss for that type of initiative for something like Pitchfork to back these artists and to put them on a platform. I feel frustrated by how that has kind of been lost.
It is really confusing, too, the statement that Pitchfork put out, that they're still going to be doing events, but not the festival. So I'm kind of confused as to what that means. You know, are they going to throw concerts or, you know, like what? I guess this is the best explanation they're going to give us right now.
Yeah, it was vague for sure. It just said, I have the statement pulled up right now. It said, we have made the difficult decision not to host Pitchfork Music Festival in Chicago in 2025. That doesn't make it clear whether or not there will be a festival, but it makes it clear that whatever happens, it won't be in Chicago.
That's another thing. Yeah, I'm like, hold on, is it not coming back at all? Or you're saying they're saying not in Chicago? They're not saying the festivals can't. It was weird wording when I first read it.
And they said Pitchfork will continue to produce events in 2025 and beyond. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. And we'll also see what rises in Chicago to fill that void in Chicago summer, because like all of these artists have said, it was just such a distinct platform for Chicago artists to get to share their music alongside these legends like Grandmaster Flash, like Kendrick Lamar, like Solange. Just so many great acts have been through Chicago at Pitchfork over the years, and its loss will definitely be felt by both the fans and the artistic community.
Yeah, and I think this is just the latest development in festivals decreasing. But a lot of the decreases we've seen lately throughout the years have been mainly mainstream EDM festivals, like big EDM festivals is kind of where we've seen a drop off for Music Fest. But something like Pitchfork that is so niche, definitely I wasn't expecting that, you know, especially since it is like a huge part of Chicago summers. And look, Chicagoans, we love our festivals. So thank you to how many years? I don't know.
Some 19 years
of Pitchfork festivals and all the memories you have from Pitchfork. And I guess we'll stay tuned to see what's next for them.
Yeah, I'm really eager to see what comes next, both in Chicago and outside.
let's get back to the music. It's Vocalo Radio, Chicago's only urban alternative.
This segment was hosted and produced by Nudia Hernandez. It was edited by Morgan Sioka. Keep up with Vocalo on Instagram, X, and Facebook at Vocalo, and on TikTok at vocalo.radio.